Okay, the third topic in the finance session is break-even point. Have you heard about the break-even point? Okay, so we are going to talk about break-even point mainly in this session. But before we go into the break-even point, I want to give you some kind of, hypothetical, the startup situation that helps you to understand the previously mentioned, balance sheet and income statement. Okay, so do you remember the hypothetical situations in the previous session? Okay, so we started AI-based online tutoring software. And then, the CEO Tom started this company, and we had CFO Greg and CMO Rachel. Okay, so this is a situation that they met together and discussed about the income statement and the balance sheet. Okay, let's look at the cartoon. Okay, I asked ChatGPT to draw the cartoon style, the scenario. Okay, Tom said, well, we need to build 5 years projections. 5 years projection means, after 5 years, what happened? Okay, what did happen? Okay, about our income and our cost. So basically, you should guess those numbers yourself, okay? Based on a realistic assumption. Anyway, so Greg said, okay, let's start with the assumption for the revenue growth. Then Rachel said that I have some idea for the expanding our user base, something like that. Then, so the CFO, Greg, started explaining, the financial structure. He said that I will go first, we've structured the financial model around two revenue streams. The first one is B2C premium subscription business model to the individual consumers. Second one is B2B software as a subscription licensing fee to the private academia. Okay. We have many private, educational institutions. We say it is academia, private academia. Then we license our software to the private academia. This is kind of B2B, okay? Then there is assumption. Year one, we can achieve the $50,000 as a just 1 year revenue. And what about 5 years later? Okay, 5 years revenue, we will achieve at least $6.5 million. Wow, it's kind of very ambitious, revenue target, right? And monthly revenue, okay, average revenue per users, I mean individual users, is just $8. And if we make a contract with the private, academia, then we got $400 monthly, per institution, right? And the CAC mean consumer acquisition cost. Consumer acquisition cost is $25 average cost to get, one individual consumers. And, we should pay at least $600 as an average cost to get, one private institution. Okay, now we understand that. Anyway, an annual churn is just 30%. 30% B2C, 15% B2B mean 70% of our existing consumers will continue our product. And 85% of our B2B consumers will continue our product. Okay? This is kind of opposite of the retention rate. Anyway, so he lists out the assumptions when he calculated some 5 years income statement. Then he prepared the 5 years income statement projection. Year one, $500,000, and year five, we will achieve the $6.5 million as revenue. And this is a kind of cost based on our consumer base. Then we can get gross margin and total. This is our profit. We expect to have those kind of profit. For example, year one, our profit should be negative. Year two should be negative. Then year three, we will achieve a break-even point. Okay. So later we are going to talk about the break-even point, what it is. Then later year four, we will get the positive $600,000 as a profit. And year five, we will get $1.8 million as profit. You know, it is not happen yet. Okay, this could be happen later. Okay, this is a kind of a projection. What kind of projection? Yes, that is income statement projection. You know, when you meet your investors, you should prepare for the income statement, at least 3 to 5 years projection, okay? And then, you know, Rachel said that we will need a marketing budget. We will need a marketing budget as soon as possible to meet these numbers, okay? So, let's assume that we raise the Series A in year two to cover expansion. Yes, good idea. I will finalize this into the visual income statement, you know, before we meet the investors, okay? This is how we use the income statement. And then later, you know, after meeting with the investor, and Greg said that, all right, as part of our fundraising preparation, investors right now requiring balance sheet, okay? They ask us to provide the balance sheet. Do you remember what is the balance sheet? Okay, there's the asset and debt and equity, and balance sheet is kind of a snapshot. Income statement is business performance from the revenue to the profit, right? So the Rachel asked him, you know, but we already have a 5 years income statement. Why do we need the balance sheet too? Okay, she asked some fundamental question. Then Greg said, the balance sheet show where we are, okay? It's a snapshot, right? Where we are. And investors want to evaluate our current financial health, okay? Then Greg shows, you know, balance sheet for our company. You know, here it is. Our total asset is $150,000 and our debt, $90,000. Okay, this money comes from bank, probably. And our equity, $60,000. So put together, debt and equity, how much? $150,000. Do you remember the balance sheet equation? Asset should be same as debt and equity, right? So the asset, $150,000, is same as debt and equity, $150,000. Okay, it's totally same. So we make a great and perfect balance sheet, and it's correct. And what it is, cash. Among the asset, we had $85,000 as a cash. It means $85,000 left as a cash. And what about remaining $65,000? Okay. We already spent $65,000 to other materials, such as PCs, such as working tool, such as table, you know, something like that. Okay, we purchased these things. Okay, in order to purchase these things, we already spent $65,000. But we had those materials, okay, those PCs, table in our company. So the table, tool, all include, we say it is asset, because asset is what we had. What we have, you know, the kind of PCs, tool, and tables, and also our caches. Okay, so cash left $85,000. So now you understand how to interpret the balance sheet, right? And then the Rachel asked again, so our debt makes up more than half of our total asset, isn't it? Yes, our total asset $150,000. But our debt is exceed 50% of total asset, okay? So should we be worried about that? You know, what will investors think about, you know, this portion? Then, you know, Greg, you know, responded to the question. Yeah, that is a fair concern, but we still have $85,000 in cash, okay? Which means, you know, we got plenty of the runway, okay? We got plenty of runway left. Okay, so the CEO Tom add up, you know, we just early stage, we will emphasize that we are managing cash efficiently while building product and transaction. Then we can persuade our investors. Okay, don't worry about it. This is the meeting. Okay, this is the meeting about the balance sheet. Okay. So now we understand how to interpret you know, income statement and balance sheet, and how to use income statement and the balance sheet, and how it looks like in the meeting about the financial terms, you know, inside a startup. Okay, now we are going to talk about the break-even point. What is the break-even point? Break-even point is the indication of how much you need to sell. Okay, please remember the word. How much, how many, how much or how many you need to sell in order to pay up for your fixed investment, your fixed cost. Okay, fixed cost. Okay, guys, so far we have discussed about one-time cost and ongoing cost, right? Do you remember that? One-time cost is one of the costs that we paid. And once you paid this money, then we don't have to worry about the one-time cost, because one-time cost is just only once, right? Ongoing cost, on the other hand, we should pay regularly, like a monthly rent fee, like a monthly utility fee. Okay, this is an ongoing cost. So how to distinguish these two costs? Okay, we can distinguish these two costs, two types of costs based on, you know, regularly payment. Okay, if we pay regularly, then it is an ongoing cost. If we don't have to pay regularly, it is a one-time cost. Okay, so do you understand that? Right. But what about fixed cost? Okay, there are additional two different types of cost. But there are different types of the cost. That cost depends on whether it is linked to your usage. Okay, for example, the first one is a fixed cost. Fixed cost is the cost that stays same. Okay, it means that this cost is a flat cost. Flat. Okay, so no matter how many units of product or service sold, you pay this money. Okay, so for example, you have a room, then you should pay monthly, right? But in this particular month, you never use your room because you travel a lot. But you should pay same rent fee. Why? Because your rent fee already fixed. You know what I mean? Already fixed, right? So although the rent fee is ongoing cost because you should pay monthly, right? But this cost is fixed cost, because it is already flat fee, right? Regardless of your usage. But some cost is related to your usage. This is called as variable cost. Variable cost can change with the number of units produced and sold. And the variable cost is a kind of cost that is linked to your usage. For example, the gas fee or utility fee. Although utility fee and gas fee and internet fees, you know, internet fee is fixed, okay? Although, you know, electricity fee, you know, the, you know, water fee, those utility fees are same ongoing cost, but this cost changes based on your usage. You know what I mean? You see the difference between fixed cost and, you know, variable cost, right? So right now, you know, we are gonna talk about this fixed cost and variable cost in order to calculate the break-even point. Okay, in order to calculate the break-even point, we need to calculate contribution margin. How to get the contribution margin? Contribution margin can be calculated by, you know, price per unit minus variable cost per unit. Okay, so in order to calculate the contribution margin, You need to know your prices per unit, price per unit, and your cost per unit. Okay? Variable cost per unit. So how to calculate the breaking point? You know, once you calculate the contribution margin, then you can use the contribution margin. Breaking point can be calculated by fixed cost divided by unit contribution margin. I will give you an example. Okay, so you are producer of head rack. Okay, in order to produce this head rack, you use a plastic machine for the plastic. Okay, like this. This is the machine for the plastic. And this is your final product, which is a head wrap. Then how much is the machine? Yes, this machine cost $100,000. Okay, in order to start your businesses, you should purchase this machine first. It means you pay this machine already. How much? $100,000. And regardless of the product that you made, you pay $100,000 already. Okay? Although you do not use this machine at all, but your money already gone because you already purchased this machine. This is a kind of fixed cost. Your fixed cost, how much? $100,000. Okay? Probably you can pay back later, right? You can pay back monthly. This is your monthly ongoing, you know, fixed cost. If you pay this machine with your cash one time, that is one time cost for the fixed cost. Do you understand the relationship? And this is your final product, which is a head rack. And you put the prices, how much? $75. Okay, so each unit, you can sell $75. Then now we need to know number about the variable cost. You calculate your variable cost. Then you can get your variable cost per unit. How much in this case? Let's say $22. Okay, $22 as a variable cost includes some electricity and water and the salary to make a one head rack. Okay, this money can be changed based on your usage of salaries, your usage of water, your usage of electricity, etc., etc. You know what I mean? Okay, so right now we got all the number that we need. Okay, we know the fixed cost, we know the prices, and we know the variable cost per unit. Okay, then we are ready to calculate our break-even point. Okay, how to calculate our break-even point? Yes, pretty easy. Break-even point can be calculated by fixed cost divided by contribution margin. Do you remember that? Okay, so how to calculate the contribution margin? Contribution margin calculated by price minus cost, variable cost. So in this case, price $75 minus variable cost per unit $22. Then the contribution margin would be $53. Okay, $53 is a contribution margin. Okay, let's go back to the calculation of break-even point. How to calculate it? Break-even point can be calculated by fixed cost divided by contribution margin. We got the contribution margin. We have fixed cost $100,000. Divided by our contribution margin, how much? $53. Then we can get the break-even point, which is $1,887. Okay? Please remember, 1,887, this number represents the product, number of product, not a dollar, right? Number of product. So 1,887 product. What do you mean by that? In order to reach out the break-even point, okay, we should at least sell, you know, 1,887 head rack. What do you mean by that? In order to cover our $100,000 as a fixed cost. In order to cover our fixed cost, we should sell at least 1,887 head rack. Then later, all the money is kind of positive. Before then, all the money could be negative because we already spent $100,000. Do you understand that? So that's why break-even point is important. I want to give you another example. Okay. When I was in New York City, I participated in hypothetical business competition. Okay, then we team up together and we came up with some hypothetical the product. And then we put just manufacturer prices $89.99 as a kind of retail prices. And then we calculated our fixed cost, which is $55,000. Okay, and there are several costs involved. You know, product development, application development, molding, packaging, something like that. And then later we calculated, you know, variable cost per unit, which is $55.5. Okay. It includes kind of a direct unit cost and shipping cost and other variable costs, something like that. Okay. Then Then later we try to calculate our break-even point. Okay, it is possible because we know all the numbers that we need. For example, we know the number of prices, we know the fixed cost, we know the variable cost. Okay, then how to get our, the break-even point. Okay, so do you remember the equation of the break-even point? Break-even point can be calculated by fixed cost divided by contribution margin. Okay, then how to get the contribution margin? Okay, it's pretty easy. Contribution margin is price minus variable cost. Okay, let's get the contribution margin first. Our contribution margin is, okay, price $89.99 minus cost $75.5. Then how much is $14.49. It's right, right? Okay, so right now we got, the contribution margin. Then how to calculate our, breaking point? Breaking point, can be calculated by fixed cost divided by contribution margin. How much is it? Fixed cost, our fixed cost, $85,000. Okay, then divide by our contribution margin, $14.49. Then we get how much? $5,866 units. Okay, this is our, the breaking point. It means in order to achieve our breaking point, we should sell at least 5,866 units. In other words, in order to cover our fixed cost, which is $85,000, okay, we need to sell at least 5,866 units. Okay, then probably our investors will ask, when to achieve this breaking point. When? How long it'll take to achieve the breaking point? Then, we need to guess several the numbers. For example, first quarter, within 3 months, we cannot sell anything. But after 3 months, probably we can sell, 100 units. Then after six months, probably we can sell at least 1,000 units, something like that. Then accumulated, then we can achieve the 5,866 units at some point. Okay? So look at this graph. Well, the first, second week, we cannot sell anything, but after two and a half quarter, then, we can sell, we can start selling our product. So then we can achieve, the breaking point here, which is we can sell, 5,866 units around that time, right? So it will take, 1 year and 4 months later, we can achieve breaking point. So this is the cartoon style scenario based on, hypothetical business cases, which is AI-based the online tutoring service. And then CEO Tom said that, I just got off the call with one of the VCs, and they asked us to clearly define our breaking point. Okay. They wanted to know when we will stop burning cash. Okay, this is great. Then Rachel said that that's an important metric, but for us, it's a little more nuanced. Then yes, we are subscription based businesses. Subscription based AI driven software as a subscription product. So our break-even analysis kind of different from just traditional businesses. Okay. So using our cost structure and projected ARPU, our break-even point can be based on both B2C paying consumers and B2B private academia. Yes, great. So I prepare for the break-even calculation. So our fixed cost, it can be monthly. It's ongoing fixed cost. In this case, salary. So regardless of the services, we pay same salary, okay, monthly. And cloud, cloud infrastructure, AI model maintenance support. So put together, our fixed cost would be $70,000, okay? Then what about our variable cost per two users? Variable cost per two users, B2B users, B2C users. Variable cost per one user is $2, and we will charge $10. So the $10 is the kind of revenue prices. That is the prices. And you know, variable cost would be $2. So we can calculate the contribution margin of our, you know, B2C users, which is $8. What about B2B users? B2B users, we charge $400 monthly, but the variable cost for B2B users is just $50. Then we can calculate the contribution margin of the B2B users, which is $350. Well, a little bit complicated. There are two different, you know, variable, you know, contribution margin. You know, fixed cost is the same. $70,000, that is a fixed cost, right? And also we have two different types of, you know, the contribution margin based on two different types of users. You know, contribution margin first from the just B2C users is $8. Contribution margin from our B2B private academia, which is $350, right? Okay. So anyway, so based on this information, you know, they calculate the break-even point. So to break even, purely on B2C, if we ignore all the B2B users, we need at least 8,750 paying users, okay, per month, okay? But if we had 100 academy client, then we can reduce our B2C users from 8,750 to 4,375 users. Okay? So this is kind of, you know, calculation of the break-even point. B2B, B2C alone, B2C purely, we need, you know, 8,750 users. But if we had B2B client, then, you know, we need B2C 4,375. Or if we have just only B2B only, then we need 200 client. And we don't need any B2C users. Okay, now you understand the relationship when you calculate the breaking point from, you know, the subscription business model. Okay, this is how we use break-even point, right? What do you think? Is it helpful? You know, the finance, again, finance is very important. And also accounting is important, okay? And we should know how to use our accounting, you know, report. And also, you know, we can, how to deal with our numbers. And remember, break-even point is very important. Because, you know, investors really care about, you know, your breaking point. So you need to prepare for the numbers for your investors and for yourself. Okay? Thank you for listening.